For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
Can I get a Black Lives Matter? 1, 2, 3.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
There was a Black Lives Matter rally at Union Square in Manhattan Wednesday to protest the death of Freddie Gray, the Baltimore man who died April 19th as the result of spinal injuries suffered while in police custody. Feelings were pretty raw. Young black women were speaking out. Sabat Jordan with the Black Youth Project is exhausted by what she hears about Baltimore.
I'm tired of hearing the same story over and over. I'm tired of feeling the same pain. I'm tired of looking at people who look like they could be my brother or my boyfriend or my uncle or my son. And I'm exhausted of it. And on the other hand, I'm proud. I'm proud that we are, as a country, saying enough is enough. I'm proud that we are saying we are no longer going to sit at home, sit on our asses, sit in our offices, and watch as a whole race of people is terrorized and brutalized by the people who are supposed to be protecting and serving us. I'm proud to see everybody out here who is standing up for justice.
This is the New York City Police Department. Please be advised that pedestrians are not permitted to walk in the street or roadway.
Thousands of people hit the streets in Baltimore, Ferguson, and several other cities. Here in New York City, more than 140 people were arrested Wednesday night.
If you unlawfully obstruct pedestrian traffic or walk in the street or roadway, you may be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct, a violation of New York State penal law.
Assemblymember Michael Blake and Senator Gustavo Rivera released a joint statement about the NYC protest in solidarity with the people of Baltimore. They were shocked to witness what they say were deplorable acts of police abuse and overreaction. From witnessing billy clubs being taken out while officers stood directly in front of marchers on 42nd Street, to grabbing and arresting a man who was trying to peacefully get back onto the sidewalk, to a woman being struck by an officer on the sidewalk and then the offending officer proceeded to walk away. They said while the conduct of police during the marches late last year showed a level of respect and restraint that is to be admired, Wednesday night's actions by many officers were unnecessary and overzealous. A group of criminal justice reform advocates, the Justice League NYC, said, Mayor de Blasio, Commissioner Bratton, we want you to know community relations and building trust doesn't include brandishing your billy clubs at nonviolent marchers on sidewalks, arbitrary arrests, aggressively terrorizing families who were teaching their children how to exercise their constitutional right of free speech. There's an Action Bail Fund, which was formerly the Occupy Wall Street Bail Fund. It's sponsored by the nonprofit Alliance for Global Justice. You can get more information by going to actionbail@afgl.org. The Bail Fund works in cooperation with the National Lawyers Guild. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.